Last week, Nicholas Cruz confessed to killing 17 people at a Florida high school. The 19-year-old had lawfully purchased a semi-automatic AR-15 rifle at a gun store. In the wake of that deadly shooting, a Bellevue gun store owner has decided to take action. Jason Kaz, who owns Low Price Guns, says he'll no longer sell long guns, like military-style assault rifles, to people under the age of 21.
It is the right thing to do. Period. It's what my heart tells me to do, and I don't care if I lose my business over it, my livelihood. It's the right thing to do. And it's combined with, I want to keep my Second Amendment rights to be able to own an AR-15 in any way with a high-cap mag, high-capacity magazines, and that's very important to me, too. The two things are equally important to me. My Second Amendment is the most important thing to me, to be able to protect myself as I see fit, nobody telling me how.
And there's something particularly about the age group, 18 to 21, that you've got
a problem. They're not mature enough to handle it yet, obviously, based on what we're seeing. So I think it will cut out some of this, and especially if you're doing state checks. And it's not going to only cut out the immature people. It's going to cut out the crazies that aren't getting state checks that are older, okay? To get a handgun, you go through a two-part background check. You have a FBI background check, and then you have a state background check. And the state background check looks for domestic violence and mental illness, okay? Now, if that's not being done for younger people that are getting long guns such as ARs, that's a problem. Because that's what I'm proposing here is taking the long gun rules, which are at this point 18 and up, just a FBI check is done, and moving it to handguns, which is you got to be 21 and up, and you have two checks that are done. So it's not just the young people here that I'm saying 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. It's everybody above that also age-wise gets a state check they're not getting now for long guns, which is ARs and everything else.
So, yeah. Jason, if you were to stick with this decision, you would be among just a handful of gun businesses that operate this way. Only Hawaii and Illinois have laws that set a minimum age for owning a long gun at the age of 21. And most states, including Washington, as you well know, they've set the age at 18. So why stick your neck out for this?
Because it matters. And it's not about money. It's about principle and what I feel is right. And it's about wanting to protect my Second Amendment rights to own an AR and high-cap mags. It's both things.
Jason, what's the reaction been from your customers?
Initially, I didn't explain the I'm trying to save the Second Amendment part and the AR part. And so it was a knee-jerk reaction of, you're just trying to make more laws, which is, you know, both sides get their knee-jerk reaction. My side has no more laws, period. I don't care if it even makes sense. No more laws. And then the other side is like, well, you need to ban ARs and high-cap mags. That's always the answer. So you got that, and like I said, it's an emotional, immature teenage reaction from both sides. We need to be adults and have a discussion here.
You know, you may lose business from making this decision. Has that been a factor for you?
Livelihood on the line, because it's what I believe. You don't see many people doing that these days, do you?
So what have people told you about this decision? Have they said, I'm not going to come back to you?
Initially, like I said, I wasn't. People only hear one side because we live in black and white for the last 2 years, and we can't even talk to each other anymore. I mean, I can't talk to anyone with opposite political views because I'm lumped into a big tank of it's black or white, and that's just so ridiculous. But initially, my side with the guns didn't know that, or all they heard, even though I said it, they couldn't hear it because all they could hear is, you're making new laws, no, no, no. And it's this denial thing that we exist as humans. It's in our brains to have denial, and we can't even hear another solution that's there and viable. Each side has to go, I got it. You got to open up and listen.
Jason, you've made this decision for yourself and for your own business not to sell these types of weapons to people under the age of 21. As the owner of a gun store, are there other steps that you're thinking of that you might consider taking to prevent gun deaths?
This is it. This is the common sense thing that's been missing. I'm just putting it out there. Nope, there's nothing else to confuse anything with. It's simple.
Jason Kaz is the owner of Low Price Guns in Bellevue. He says he's making an exception for members of the military and veterans who are under the age of 21. Last week, several gun control measures died in the Washington state legislature, including one that would have required buyers of military-style assault rifles to be 21 and to go through an enhanced background check.